Ooh, that's such a turn off.
You know, I think yes. If you said that like 100 years ago to a woman, like you guys would, I don't know what the equivalent of, but you guys would duel or like slap fight or something. Like you wouldn't get away with just saying frumpy. Like it would go down. You guys would fight.
What do you consider frumpy? Like baggy clothes and
yeah,
messy
like
hair?
Undone, like not combing your hair and just not caring about your appearance.
Mom jeans?
Yeah. Especially, I think like frumpy is something you could wear. Like it's, you don't have to be like, it's like a choice. You know what I mean? Like you're looking like that by choice.
I actually would. I love looking frumpy. That's my go-to.
Guys are different though.
I don't think
guys can get away with
it. Does it really apply
to
guys?
Like, I don't know, but I love
never,
frumpy. I love being frumpy.
Do you call your guy? Yeah, but no, guys are unkempt. I never call a dude frumpy.
No, I've never.
I never
a guy
like
frumpy.
Hey,
only girls can be frumpy.
I'm pretty sure. I'm sorry, do we burst a bubble? I never said like, bro, I really want to go out tonight. But you're looking frumpy. That was a sentence that would not be spoken by me or any other man, I feel like.
If you told me that first half of the sentence, I'd be freaked out by you. What's if we it? Were just like somewhere and you're like, bro, I really want to go out tonight. Like, you need to stop talking. I don't know what you're going to say next, but I don't want to hear it.
Especially if I say, I don't address my friends as bro, first off. So that's
out the window.
I would probably just say, hey, Adam. Do you want to go to a speakeasy this evening?
Adam, don't look frumpy tonight. Whatever you do, don't be frumpy.
No, because I like going on. I don't really iron my clothes, so, I mean, I pretty go with the I don't shave for days on end. I get my hair cut really short so that I don't have to comb it.
Yeah, so you were in the same realm of, like, things that we like to do.
Yeah.
Shave once a week.
I wear the same clothes, basically. I'm kind of like a cartoon. I'm kind of like Bart Simpson.
I wear the same clothes all the time. My friends make fun of me for
it. I have a million clothes and I still can't figure out. Like, because my work clothes are just, I don't like dressing up for work. We work in sports.
Yeah, like, but we work in nights. Like in the evening too, so it's like.
But then I feel frumpy at work.
Really?
You're in pajamas. I mean,
yeah,
in my
you know
pajamas
what?
Right
so
now.
I didn't want to say this, but someone called you frumpy behind your back.
Who?
Oh my God.
You're like, who?
Really?
No.
Oh my God. I would be so upset.
And his initials are.
Double letters. No, just kidding.
No, he didn't. Did
no,
he?
No.
Probably not. Cause
he wouldn't.
Let's end it right there.
I would have loved to have known that someone called you frumpy at work. After you just said, like, I go frumpy to work, and he's like, someone called you frumpy.
I mean,
you're like,
I
who was
frumpy,
it?
But I don't, I mean, at least my hair and makeup are always done.
I know.
I always have jewelry on. Now you got me all self-conscious.
I'm so tired that when I laughed just now, I laughed hard enough to make myself lightheaded. That's
that's pretty good.
I need to go home and take a nap, but unfortunately I have to go to work. Hey, let's get into some movies. Well, first of all, here's my thoughts. Let's go old business before new business. I think that's how it goes with rules of parliamentary procedure. Aren't
okay.
you up on that as a teacher? Don't you have to run the meetings at the PTA?
No. I don't know anything about it.
Don't you run teacher meetings?
No, we did used to do, when I was in college, I was on the Senate, and we did old business and new business, so I know what you're talking about. Let's have it.
Adam, wake up.
Adam, you look worse.
Adam, you're a mess.
Am I frumpy? Okay.
You're frumpily unkempt. All right,
so let's talk about it.
I feel like you haven't recovered from running last week.
Old business. Yeah, I know, right?
You went running?
Yeah, I've been running.
By choice?
Yeah.
No. Do you like it?
Somebody's holding a gun to me and making me run.
Well, I didn't know if you were
training
or
something.
No, I hate
it. I hate every single day that I'm running.
I'm doing the Tough Mudder next month.
Ooh,
and
it's going to be tough.
Well, a lot of it is cardio, so I'm like trying to get my boyfriend to run. Not a runner. And he did we did 4 miles. He had to walk too. I thought he was gonna kill me afterwards. Like people that don't like to run just
four miles
running.
Is a lot. Like I like two.
4 miles is
limit.
A very long time.
And 4 miles is my normal run. Like you just build up to it.
Yeah, but plus we discussed this. We here see on the weight scale, you're down here. And
doesn't mean,
I imagine
I'm not using it. You can't use it as an excuse because I've been in races when girls doing full marathons who are like double the size of me, crushing me down, like just killing it, doing the full marathon.
Yeah, but you know most marathon runners are pretty. You don't see too many marathon runners carrying muscle. They're like skinny.
I swear, when you're
when I run, the weight on the front half of my body tries to pull me to the floor every single time. Every time I hit the.
Well,
impact.
Your defeat. You know, half of the battle is mental, so you can't go out there and be like. I can't do it. Be like, you know what?
I think,
forget
you know,
it.
It 30% of the battle is mental. 70% is physical.
I think it's the other way around.
Yeah. Wasn't it Lincoln that said 99% inspiration, 1% perspiration? Or is that reverse?
I've never even heard that.
I mean, either.
I think it might be Jefferson.
That might have been a degree commercial that you were watching.
I know. I'm like,
You know what? I'm like Yogi Berra. I get things confused. You know, don't you? You know Yogi Berra, right? Your sports guy. He always used to say, like, he had these weird sayings. Yeah. Yeah, he'd be like, "Oh, that restaurant's so busy, no one goes there anymore." So, you know, he'd say stupid stuff like that.
That's funny.
I am overtired because it was just that would be for people that had the video feed. That was much funnier than the way Adam looked at me when he said that. Probably. Because that's the way, like, people have said that to me before. Like, when you say something, and then they just don't laugh, but they, like, it's very funny. And
that's
then,
like, funny.
Yes, that's funny. Go away now. Stop talking to me. No, I saw This Is the End, and I do agree, like, very funny. And you can tell that, I don't know, I would still feel like, I don't know. Do I have, maybe I've risen my standards so high that I want more from a movie, because I feel like all they did do is improv. And then, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, like, write something out. Because, you know, like, you could tell, like, when, what's the guy? Well, James Franco was yelling off the balcony, and it's when...
Danny McBride.
Danny McBride, who was great in the movie.
Danny's
he was
awesome.
Unbelievable in the movie.
He played the best part. But, I mean, like, where they were talking about secretions.
Yes.
You know, like, that went on for five... But it was hilarious, but you could probably tell it was, like, Danny McBride going off the top of his head.
Yes.
And James Franco going... Like, those scenes, like, you know, mix those in, but also have, like, I still feel like it was a bit of a cheat to be themselves, because they can kind of be, like, you know, meta there and be, like, like, make fun of themselves.
Yeah.
But do you guys consider James Franco a comedian?
No.
A comedian?
I just
no.
don't like him in this bunch. I don't know why he keeps being in the, like, he was in Pineapple.
I think he has a good sense
stuff.
Of humor and about himself. That's key. Like, I don't think he takes
think
himself too
idiot.
Seriously.
I don't like him very much either.
I know. It's just like,
well, Jay
how
Bruchnell,
did you get into
what's
this?
That?
Oh, yeah.
Barrichelle.
Like, he's not really a
I like him,
comedian
though.
Either. And he looked a little, he grew on me. Like, he kind of annoyed me because he seems real jittery in the beginning mm-hmm. of the movie, but he kind of grew on me a little more. He simmered down. But it's just like, well, you know, I feel like this movie's just like the Caddyshack. Like, Caddyshack and stuff, I feel like those were just a talented bunch of people that came together and wrote a movie, but there was still, like, more to it, you know what I mean? Like, it's
yes.
not, I'm not, like, This Is the End is not a classic, like, Caddyshack.
No, not even close.
And you know what was the creepiest part was at the end, like, how creepy did the Backstreet Boys look?
They
were so,
it's
so
AJ
good.
They, all of them. All
they
five.
Looked so old, like,
they
so
well, how
creepy.
Does that make
they
you
looked
feel,
great.
It makes me feel
I old. Love the Backstreet Boys.
They, look
they looked great.
No,
no.
I don't
NSYNC,
know what
bro.
He's talking
Pound
about.
Pound NSYNC.
What about
this
Kevin?
Guy's a
how
loser.
Kevin?
Kevin looks great.
Tell me the truth.
I swear to God, they looked great. AJ oh. looks fat, but so do I.
Well, he's a recovering alcoholic. I mean, at least he's healthy.
No, who's the one? The dude with the black hair looks super.
Kevin.
Yeah,
Kevin.
Well, he always look creepy though.
Great
Stop
for being
it.
Kevin.
How old is he now? Like 45?
50.
No way.
He's older than Hulk Hogan.
Is he 50?
I'm looking.
No,
he can't
he's not
quite.
50.
He can't be 50.
No, he's in his 40s. But he wasn't. He hasn't been on tour with them. It was great to see all
Probably
five of them
many,
together.
Like, back problems.
All five of them together. What a dream seeing the Backstreet Boys on TV.
They're so much better than NSYNC.
Yes,
no,
thank
no.
you, Kelly.
You guys stay over on that side.
They were
this
before.
Side is
they were
NSYNC.
Before NSYNC.
People what does that to... mean? That doesn't be, so they came. For, they formed their band first. That doesn't mean that doesn't make them better.
Right.
Sarah and I have almost broken up over this topic.
Why? She's a NSYNC lover.
Yes.
Oh, she liked Chris, didn't she?
Yes.
She's Team NSYNC. She's with me.
She's a weirdo.
But Sarah's Everyone... also super smart. So I don't know what.
To so what are you saying? We are.
Not smart. At least
like
we know who
boys.
Susie Q is.
No, you guys didn't
Maggie
know
G.
until I mentioned it. So I don't know my Q's from my G's. I still play Scrabble.
You can't even read.
I can barely function
That's
as a
why
person.
You like movies so much because you can't even read.
Yes, as long as they're not foreign
He's
movies.
He's 41, and he got married in 2000.
He's great looking.
Oh my God.
Simmer down
Get
with
it
that,
together.
Buddy.
The Backstreet Boys are amazing. That's such a great scene.
So NSYNC's in there too?
No.
Oh.
I wish.
Because nobody liked NSYNC.
I think some people did.
I think a lot of people did. Sarah
O-Town.
Says it's because they couldn't get them all together.
No, O-Town, that's like third tier.
Wasn't band. O-Town like a making the band?
Yeah, yeah. Like they had like one album, 98. It's like 98 Degrees. Ugh.
They were bigger than O-Town.
Well, yeah.
I went to their free concert at the fair.
Oh, weren't they like they were probably like Kiss Me Hello Summer?
No, it was like when it was when they first came out. We didn't even know who they were.
Kiss Me Hello Summer instead of Kiss the Summer Hello.
All right, things are just getting worse before they're going to get better. This is how my mind functions under pressure.
Gosh. Should I talk about World War Z?
Yeah.
Wait, would you tell people to go see
it? Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. Like, number two, it is funny. I don't know. Like, I just want more, you know what I mean? Like, they could have had a better
story. No, I understand
what
you're saying.
Like, I feel like, I mean, I know it's hard to, I've never sat around with any of my friends and wrote a movie script, so I don't know, like, you know, it has to be at least 150 pages. I don't know how many pages. I'm sure it was 150 pages. Mm-hmm. But I feel like, and I just feel like they could do, like, I would want, like, that was like a B effort. Let's put it that way. Like, B. Like, above average. Like, it's funnier than most things out there because they're just so funny, like Danny McBride. And they're all great, like Craig Robinson. Awesome. But, I mean, I would just, like, to take it to the next level, like, do, like, you know,
what would you have changed? What would you have put in there?
I probably would have changed the ending. I don't know. Like, I wasn't, like, super, like, it just ended. I mean, I guess some people I read like the ending, but I wasn't super satisfied with that, you know?
I talked about a possible sequel for this.
Michael Cera was great.
Oh, my gosh. Sarah is his name. Yes. But yes, Michael Cera was amazing. I don't know who Michael Cera is. Michael Cera was really good.
That was awesome.
I think he was the best character in the whole movie.
Well, yeah, just coming in. Like, it was probably really fun for him. And I did, like, enjoy seeing, like, Rihanna go down a hole. I don't know if that's spoilers.
Rihanna's in it, too?
Yeah.
There's so many people in it.
Yeah, a lot of people are just in it for, like...
I pay for this movie. I feel like it'll be just as funny on my TV at home.
That's true.
Yeah, like, this isn't definitely, like, something you have to see in a theater, like, effects-wise or anything.
Did your boy, Judd Apatow, do this?
I don't think he was a producer. He wasn't a producer at all.
No. But he watched it, and he loved it.
Oh, I'm sure he did. Yeah, and they're, like, Kevin Hart's in there. Does he? I don't remember.
He's your boy, right?
Kevin Hart. His new movie's coming out, Madison Square Garden. It'll be great.
Whoa. Wait, don't you hate Kevin Hart?
Why would
One
I hate
One of my
no.
friends hates... It's not you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Someone
Why?
That doesn't
Why
know comedy would
like
hate
him?
Kevin
yeah,
Hart.
Yeah, I love Kevin Hart, but like one him. Of my friends, like, hates him. It's like, he's not even funny. Like,
well, that's untrue.
Yeah.
He's funny.
He's very funny.
I think that's one of your friends that doesn't know comedy.
Yeah,
I don't know
is.
Who it is. I don't know who it is.
It's probably Phil.
I'm going to have to go
yell
with that.
At the microphone or like Phil. He's here.
Where is Phil? Is he listening? You should call him, Phil, so we can verify that. If we can confirm or deny that. Yeah, and Aziz Ansari. Well, that was in the previews. He got kicked in the face. That's always funny.
Mm-hmm. Yes, no, it was very good.
No, I liked that part. It's just, you know, it was fine. But it's just like, you know, it wasn't great.
The more you talk about it, like, the lower your...
Yes.
Like,
you get
like you
more
and
more
like
angry
anymore.
With it.
Well, no, because then I have to look inside to myself, and I'm like, am I being too tough? Like, what am I talking about?
Well, this movie's supposed to be stupid.
I know.
I mean, it's not going to have a big plot line.
I guess, and there's a few good... I mean, it's... I laughed, don't get me wrong. I definitely laughed. It's just...
Laugh harder than Hangover 3?
Oh, definitely. Definitely way better than Hangover 3.
Carrie, by the way, loved the Hangover 3, and I said that you didn't like it.
Well, we're going to have Carrie back on so that I can... break her down point by point. Hey, tell us about World War Z.
Well,
Brad Pitt.
Yeah, that's okay.
As a good-looking UN guy. Well, he's good-looking guy, whatever part he plays, I guess.
Yeah, I agree. I think that it was a good movie. I'll say that. However, like, if you're going there to see a horror movie with, like, lots of gore and stuff, you're going to be disappointed. Like, I think people who are, like, into zombie movies, like, because of, like, you know, the hardcore, like, Walking Dead type stuff, if they go to that movie, they're not going to like it at all. Yeah, they're not going to like the movie. But if they go to, if you just go to it to see a movie and be entertained, then it's good. Like, I talked to a girl yesterday who I know who, and her boyfriend is, like, a super serious zombie horror movie guy, and he hated it. But she loved it because she doesn't like any of that crazy stuff. Whereas, like, there were certain scenes where I was like, there's more serious gore and stuff on The Walking Dead than there is in this movie. Like, you don't see very much blood, you don't see very much of that stuff.
What's it rated?
PG-13.
PG-13. But The Walking Dead is what? TV what? Is it MA? Can't be MA.
What's, yeah, I'm sure it is.
Is that the highest ranking?
Yeah.
Like the
There's
most...
some naughty scenes in there, too.
Well, yeah, I guess. I first started watching. No. Yeah, but it was a good movie. I enjoyed the... the idea behind it. It's crazy. I read what the original ending was supposed to be, and it's like a third of the movie was reshot.
Why? Because it was
And that's
bad?
Why they went so over budget. Yeah, and like even when you read the other ending, you're like, this is the worst. That would have been the worst movie in the history of movies. But it's basically about Tom Cruise. He works for the UN. He's like security guy. And he's been,
Tom Cruise is it?
No, Brad Pitt. Oh. And he's been all
over. He got his hunks confused.
Yeah. And he's been all over the world in all these different situations. And then like these people start turning into zombies. And he has to figure out why. And he goes on a mission with this doctor who is from Harvard. And he is supposed to be the guy. He's retired. He doesn't want to do it, Brad Pitt. But in order for his family to stay safe on this aircraft carrier that they're on, he has to go, or they're going to kick them off the aircraft carrier.
They show the aircraft scene where, like, the door busts open or something in the previews.
I think that's the airplane scene.
Oh, yeah, that's it. That's in the airplane. No, in an aircraft carrier.
Oh.
Oh, no. But he's in an airplane where, like, everyone gets
sucked
out.
Yeah,
right?
That's another part of the movie, okay. Yeah. Because one person turns into a zombie in there.
Of course.
And it's like if you get bit, then you turn into a zombie. Like, they just bite people. They don't really eat.
So how did it start? Like, just...
They don't really explain how it actually started, but they explain how they're going to get around it. They try and figure out how it starts, but then as he's trying to figure out how it starts, then he starts to figure out, like, how to stop it. So it's like they never actually get to the point where how did it actually start.
All about prevention.
Yeah, so then he turns where he's like his direction into preventing it.
But they don't. They kind of end and ambiguously, right? Like it's not taken care of because it kind of leaves the door
totally.
Open for a sequel. Then
not totally. Yeah.
Yeah. They, like I mean, there's a start, but like I know other countries deal with everything differently.
The first movie, the first ending that they originally shot is a way bigger cliffhanger than the ending of this movie that I just saw. So the way that the other movie ends is like he's still fighting zombies and the movie ends. And this one, like, I don't want to spoil it, but it's more tied up. Like, they wouldn't have to make a sequel, but they're going to make one anyway because this made... Yeah, I think so.
No, it did open strong. I think we have to eat our...
This one made a huge movie.
Me and you discussed it last week. We may have to eat our words.
Yeah. No, we thought this was going to be terrible.
Well, I said it was going to have a big opening, but then I felt if it was bad, it was going to tail off. Only because usually when you have to rewrite and do reshoots, it's usually bad news for every other movie that I've read about that does it because it's trouble.
And not to mention, though, they went so much over budget that to make up that, you know, maybe they're going to just do a sequel just to try and...
It's Brad Pitt, though. I mean, it's like...
Well, it's his production company, I believe.
That's what they said. I read somewhere that it's like there's very few, like everyone says that all these people are movie stars, right? Like Seth Rogen is a movie star, right? That's what people say. Right. But he's not really, because what they say is like the definition of a movie star is you put that person in the movie, and no matter what it is, people are going to go see. Like Brad Pitt is one of the last big movie stars.
You know what I mean?
They said Will Smith is a huge movie star, but then this last movie just bombed, so now he's...
Will Smith.
Yeah. And I'm also over Will Smith and his son. Like,
I'm over the whole Smith family. About how they have an open marriage and all this stuff.
No, I'm still on Team Jada.
I'm totally into
she's
Will
sauce
Smith.
Pot,
she's a what?
She's a sauce pot. She's
a
sauce
drinker? Pot. Is that what that means?
No. Like, saucy looking, tight body.
Wow. Yeah, sauce pot. I like
saucy.
It.
You guys never said that before?
No.
No. We just say from. I've never said sauce pot.
I feel like I always use weird wordage and you guys look at me like I'm crazy.
I like sauce pot, though.
I mean, she's not on my top 10 list, but she's close. I mean, she was looking pretty good in Matrix.
That was like 10 years ago.
I know. That's why I don't like to
what
see
what has she
people.
Been in since?
Nothing.
Just surviving off of all that money. They're making an Independence Day 2, and Will Smith is not going to be in it.
I wouldn't either, though, would you?
If you're Will Smith and you need
what
to get away from your
said?
Son.
Oh, he was in that.
I don't think
the
he
World
needs
movie,
to.
After
he?
Earth. No, he doesn't need to. After Earth, it did terribly.
Because it was all Scientology.
Feel like he's peaked. People are over it. Yeah,
I mean, think if Will Smith did a solid Will Smith. Will Smith's character needs to be, I'm going to knock you out. I'm going to be in your face. And I'm going to be funny while I'm doing it the whole time. I think all these movies he's been doing lately, he's like, too serious and being a dad. Like, get rid of that kid. I want to see Will Smith in a movie without that kid anywhere near him.
It was good the first being time. Will Smith. What was that movie where he was like the
Pursuit
poor
of Happiness?
Yeah.
Well, he was poor before he got rich. Yeah, he was the poor millionaire. What, did you catch my disease?
But ever since then, what? Nothing.
Right? It's just terrible.
I Am Legend, I like, though. That was good.
Yes, exactly. No kid. He's great.
Yeah, that was his last, but that was like four. Like, he had a July opening, like, every, like, for four straight years.
He was like,
the top king.
Movie star,
and then he took, like, 2 years off, and then he's like, I think he just got into whatever.
I think these past few years, he's been too in the media for family. Like, Brad Pitt, I don't know. I just feel like Brad Pitt, you can't mess with Brad Pitt.
No. And Brad Pitt, that's what I'm saying. So that's.
Like,
that's why they
Cruise.
Said they knew
he's
this was going to be good.
Way. I mean, he went crazy, but his move. Like, his Mission Impossible, that last one, did awesome. That
yeah.
Protocol
yeah, it was the best. It really recouped his career. Yeah, I mean, he went a little nuts, but, yeah, that's because this new openness, and we realize that these, even though they're, like, whatever, you can be great at acting and you can still be nuts. Like, you can be a football player and still kill people. Like,
which is beyond
we all have, like, you know what I mean? Like, people just don't get that for some reason. But, yeah, like, Tom Cruise is a great, or a great movie guy or whatever, but, yeah, he's a little nuts.
I do not like Tom Cruise, but I cannot deny that he is a great actor.
Right, but I mean, that affects how sometimes people, like, that does turn people off. That's why in the old days, like, you know, like Clark Gable or whatever, all the big movie stars, there was, like, a distance, and you didn't know him, and that was probably better, I think, because I really don't care how Ben Affleck feels on issues.
I feel like that might be Brad Pitt's strong point, though, is people are so wrapped up, I think, in his wife and his family that
he
gets
always to dodge
in
it.
The shadow a little bit.
He gets to dodge it.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It goes, well, see, Brad Pitt's probably normal, though. He's in social issues. But, like, Tom Cruise, when he kind of came out and said, you know, psychiatry was invented by the Nazis and people shouldn't be on antidepressants, that's going to turn off a lot of people because a lot of America's on antidepressants.
Well, it took him a while to come back around, but I think now he's back. Like,
yeah, we forget. Like, yeah, just realize he's a nutty dude. And he was really excited about Katie Holmes, and now that fell apart. You know, he jumped on a couch. Big deal. Who hasn't been that?
Their daughter's so cute.
Yeah, Suri.
She is cute, isn't she?
She's the voice of the iPhone, right?
Is she?
Is that her?
Oh, my God. I can't believe I just thought you were right on that one.
That's pretty bad, Kelly.
All right. We do have to wrap this up because the 5 o'clock show is coming in. I don't know the name of it, but it's coming in. Just started.
Yeah.
This
week. First one. This is it.
This is the premiere.
Premiere
episode.
So, I mean,
if you're listening to this now, you should.
Stay tuned.
You should stay tuned for this guy's show because it's going to be good. I don't even know him, but I know it's going to be good. I don't even, yeah. Like, see, when I start talking off the top of my head, I just do my Christopher Walken impression.
Yeah, exactly. He turns right into Christopher Walken. That's what I was about to say.
Ah, that's awful. I don't know what to say there. You know, that could be misinterpreted, but I mean that sincerely, like, you know, in all, like, goodness.
What?
I'm not trying to be a jerk.
Oh, just stop. Like, you just keep going.
Yeah, this is what we're talking about.
It's awkwardness at its best. So, yeah, go see World War. You know what I'm excited
about? What's coming out? Do you know?
White House Down, and that really looks good.
It does look good.
I really got it. No, I got to admit.
The White House movies.
Yeah, but it looks like there's a mixture of humor.
Tatum and Jamie Foxx.
Well, as long as he keeps his shirt on.
They're not
his
good
pants
now.
On.
They're gonna have their shirts off.
All right, well,
keep
his pants on. Well, no, Jamie Foxx is awesome. I think he's gonna add
like
and there's humor in it because he's telling bad guys to get off his Jordans. So you know it's gonna be funny there.
That's true.
It's gonna be all
Isn't there another
That's
movie?
Fine.
Is that the only movie coming out?
I'm looking it up.
No, well, Monster University is already out.
Yeah.
I would go see that too. I'm sure it's gonna be good.
I bet that's gonna be good too.
Oh, The Heat?
What's that?
Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy.
That looks, you know what? That trailer
looks stupid.
Consistently cracks me up.
Does it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
But I mean, I don't know if that's the best part.
The
but
only
just
one I like was when she asks her about her pantsuit and she's got her pajamas on.
Oh.
Did you see that one? That's
you funny. Know, like when they like clink glasses and then she cuts herself.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh. And then she just passes out.
I saw Identity Thief. I stopped it after half an hour. I was so
yeah, but I think
really?
That's
it was awful.
I think that was they're relying a little too much on like Melissa McCarthy to be a certain role, but here it's spread out between her and Sandra. No, I do want to go see White House Down. What else is coming out?
Those are the only ones coming out tomorrow.
Lone Ranger next week.
I'm telling you guys, go see The Purge. It'll freak you out.
I actually do want to see The Purge.
Oh, I saw in the Gusto this week that the Lone Ranger used to live in Buffalo, or the guy who created it, not the actual. Well, Lone Ranger is a fictional character, so.
Arnie Hammer?
No, not the guy who plays him. The guy who actually created the original Lone Ranger character. And you know what else is in the Gusto? My interview with Bert Kushner. So you should just read that.
Didn't.
Yeah, I gotta drop some names. Because I like to drop names. And he's going to be at Helium this week. So if anybody's striving for some comedy, go see him. Tonight, Friday, Saturday.
Next
two
week,
shows.
Despicable Me. Despicable Me 2 comes out, too. And Lone Ranger. July 5th.
Yeah, I'm not big on the Lone Ranger. I would like Despicable 2. That could be good.
Johnny Depp, he could wear whatever he wants, and I would still go see him.
His face is all covered up with makeup, though.
But it's him.
I know, but you can't see his face.
Kinda.
Must be nice to be someone like Johnny Depp.
That's like another one we were talking about. He can do whatever movie he wants.
Yeah, people go see it.
Right, well, he did it the right way. I mean, yeah, he was deep. He is all about the craft, I would suppose, because he wants to play the weirdest characters possible.
Yeah.
But you'll remember him, though, you know?
No, I like Johnny Depp. I like Johnny Depp since 21 Jump Street. Holly Robinson.
He's so hot. He's my number one.
All right, well, we should probably get out of here, huh?
Yeah, we don't want to hog the studio, so...
We never do that.
Huh?
We never do that. I feel like
no, actually, I don't. I feel like we don't. We never do. I might inadvertently insult somebody, but that's part of my charm, right?
I think so.
As long as people take it in the nature that it's given. So, yeah, we'll be back next week, and we'll see some more movies. We'll have more fun. This was a lot of fun.
Next Thursday is the 4th of July.
Is it? Maybe we'll do a show. Oh, no.
We could probably talk about it off the air.
You don't think this would be interesting for people to listen to? As I try to thumb through my calendar?
Yes, exactly.
Good call, though. Thanks. I did not know that. I had no idea. All right, well, Jay Snow is going to play us out.
Cut. Send it to editing. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. It's a wrap.